Loving God, Talk 2. Let's start by looking again at the words of the Zohar on this commandment of loving God. Again, take a moment to simply listen inside and let the words resonate within yourself. After the Aramaic, I will read the translation into English. Pekuda tanyana, da ihi pekuda dira, itachadat ba, velo nafka mine leolamin, veihi ahava. Lemarachem ba nash lemarie, rechimushelim. Uman ihu rechimushelim, da ahava rabba. Dichtiv, hitalech lefanai, veheye tamim. Shalim berechimanuta. Vadahu dichtiv, veyome Elohim ihi o. Da rechimu shleimuta, dikre ahava rabba. Vahacha ihu pikudan marchem ba nash lemarie, kedaka yeot. The second mitzvah is one in which the mitzvah of Yirat Hashem, the fear of being separated from God, is a part of, and is never separated from it ever. And this mitzvah is the mitzvah of love. That a man should love his Lord with a love that is whole. As it is written, when God spoke to Abraham, "Walk before me and be whole." That means whole in love. And so it is written in the first chapter of Genesis, and God said, "Let there be light." This is perfect love, which is designated as abundant love. And here is the commandment that a person should love his Lord as is fitting. Rabbi Ashlag, the great commentator on the Zohar, opens his discourse on the above Zohar as follows. There is love which is dependent on something. That is, this love arises within the person because of the great good that God has bestowed on him or her, and therefore the person cleaves to God with all his or her heart and soul. But although the person cleaves to God completely, nevertheless this love is considered as incomplete. This is according to the teaching that the rabbis give to the verse, "And God walked with Noah," meaning that Noah needed help to support him. He was helped by the great good that God gave him. However, Abraham did not need help to support him, as 'tis written, "Walk before me and be whole. Walk before me, even though you do not know if I will come after you to support you." And this is what the Zohar says, whole love, that is abundant love, as 'tis written, "Walk before me and be whole in love." So even though I do not give you anything, nevertheless, let your love be whole, so that you are one with me with all your heart and soul. I pondered this piece of writing carefully. Can the circumstance of God not giving anything to somebody actually happen in practice? Surely we are taught that God's only desire is to give goodness to his creatures. And his name is good, and he is the one who does good. And we've also learnt that the unity of God implies that even when he gives suffering, it is only for our benefit. From the perspective of the light of God, the fact is that we are surrounded by God's light, which is his goodness, at all times. However, from our own perspective, which is the perspective of the created vessel, we don't always feel like this. We certainly experience times of crisis, despair, when outer or inner circumstances combine to lead us to feel alone or abandoned. Sometimes things don't reach such a pitch, but we nevertheless feel anxious, sad, or depressed. Even these lesser states hide God's goodness from us. This state, when we cannot see God's goodness or experience it, is called concealment, when God's light is hidden from us. It is actually when we are in this state that the Zohar is calling on us to love God anyhow. But in our last talk on loving God, we learnt that until we reach the stage of the tzaddik, of the enlightened human being, when we truly understand the role of the divine providence in our lives, and we understand that God's light never leaves us, we cannot fulfil the mitzvah of loving God. We were taught that until we have fulfilled all 612 commandments, only then are we really able to fulfil the final mitzvah of loving God, which is considered to be the 613th. Or can we? The Zohar here gives us a clue to this seeming paradox in the figures of Noah, who was the father of all humanity, and in Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. Let's look closely at the biblical text. The Bible states, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a tzaddik. He was whole in his generations. God walked with Noah. Rabbi Ashlag pointed out earlier that Noah needed help to support him, and he was helped by the great good that God gave him. But what does the actual biblical narrative tell us about Noah? Did he have a good and comfortable and easy life? No, not at all. He had a terrible time. He was surrounded by such an evil society that God vowed to blot all humanity out, a society filled with violence. How can that possibly be described as a good time? No. What the scripture is telling us is that Noah had to struggle through the different stages of concealment of God, right through to where he saw the divine providence as really being good. He had to go through all the generations. These are the generations, the cause and effect, the different stages. He had to go through it stage by stage. And when he saw that which is called the stage of the revelation of God's face, he became a tzaddik. Only then did God walk with Noah, in the sense that only then did he see that God had been walking with him all the time. And then Noah received the mitzvah of loving God. But with Abraham, the father of the Jewish people, things were different. It's as if he jumped the queue. With Abraham, the words are, "Walk before me and be whole." He just loved God. Even though he wasn't a tzaddik according to the order of things, even though he was still in the dark and God was often concealed from him and he hadn't gone all through the stages yet, even though he hadn't yet got the whole thing sorted out, he just loved God anyhow. Abraham is known for his chesed, his loving kindness. This is the type of love which is not logical and not according to what a person deserves, but it's just love anyhow. That's the love of Abraham. Abraham did not need to go through it stage by stage. He didn't need to build it up. He just did it. He jumped the queue. All of us, all of humanity, can come to love God as Noah, the father of all humanity, did. Step by step, emerging from the concealment of the divine providence to the realization of the ever-present goodness of God. And so we can all learn to love God. But the Jewish people are also the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This gives us an extra ability to love God, even when we're still laboring and suffering under God's concealment. Even when things couldn't look worse, and we lose it, both in our inner and in our outer circumstances, then we, like our father Abraham, can jump the queue, not do it in the right order, but love good anyhow. The great modern Hasidic writer, the Nitivot Shalom, teaches us that there are two ways to come to unity with God. One is by turning away from evil and then doing good, as the psalmist says, "Sor me'ra v'asei tov," turn from evil and do good. Or we can just do good anyhow, even from where we are, even from our lowly place. We can just decide to do it. This is the gift of Abraham. To all of us, I wish us all that we come to love God, whether through the way of Noah or through the way of Abraham. Whichever way is ordained for us, may we merit to come to the mitzvah of loving God wholeheartedly.